Hi, Harry. Can you hear me a little bit better now?
Better.
Okay. Yeah, I'm so sorry about the connection issue there. What happened?
What is your name, hon?
My name is CJ. I'm the one who spoke with you yesterday.
Right. That's why I'm calling back. I was
Yes.
calling you back because I didn't get back from the doctor till late and you were closed.
No worries. I figured as much. I wanted to give you enough time at least for you to go to the doctor before I called, and then I called and you didn't answer, and that was okay. So I left a message. I figured you would call me back when you could.
Yeah, this is after 5 days, and we still feel crappy. But anyway, I'm trying to see if you got any further on your end to resolve this issue.
So I went as far as I possibly could go. Unfortunately, since it was WVT that is the provider and they have limitations on what we can and can't do, at least from Archtop Fiber, because they have existing contracts and there are things, certain things that we are not able to help with. They would have to continue to help you at that point. Excuse me. So I know that there was a tech that's supposed to come out. They'll be able to fix everything and help you get into your online account. So we did get that at least set. So if you receive that email, hopefully you went ahead and confirmed or scheduled an appointment, and at that point they would be able to help you when they come.
We have not, as of yet, scheduled. All we wrote would be right next week, and I put yes, and she said, "Thank you very much. You're welcome." And that's fine. But what I don't understand within all this is why you need permission from them, which I understand. They bill me, and you get something from that because you're providing the fiber, obviously. But what I don't understand is why you need their permission for me to get into your account. That's my account.
So the account isn't
I'm
with Archtop Fiber. The account is with WVT. It is still its own entity, and I do apologize for that.
I understand that, but to get in, it says Archtop Fiber. It has your heading on it, it has your carbon on it, and you're corporate. I'm a little
Yes.
confused.
So let me ease that confusion a little bit. So even though Archtop Fiber acquired WVT, WVT was still its own entity before it was acquired by Archtop. So it was still its own company. We only helped provide some of the fiber, and so we are technically the parent company, but the company itself is still WVT.
Okay, so if I wanted to get my WVT account, what pops up is you.
So it would still have to be WVT, and it would be the WVT.archtopfiber.com. So it wouldn't be just Archtop Fiber.
I can't really do anything. I mean, once again, everything is running, thank God, everything is running very smooth, very fast, and I have no trouble with that so far. I'm just not understanding why it should be able to be fixed on your end, not theirs, because it's going through you that the problem is where it lies, I think.
So actually, it's going through WVT where the issue lies.
Well, how could it be a WT? Explain this part to me, and I'm not getting rude with you.
No,
You're
you're
very intelligent.
fine. Absolutely. And I
You
have no problem explaining it. So
see, you're.
essentially, WVT was before we even were around. We were around for the last couple of years, but before we started providing service to customers, WVT was already providing service out in the Warwick area. Now, because it is with WVT, even though we have a corporate partnership with WVT, we as Archtop Fiber don't have access to all of their systems.
But it's not their system, it's yours. Well, I guess I'm I remember saying this to you yesterday. It was easier to clear a homicide than it is. Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and I know even homicides can get complicated, but technology sometimes can be even more so, especially with the different policies and, you know, corporations. So what happens is, since it is WVT that is billing you and that they are the ones providing you with the service, they are the ones that have to help with this situation, unfortunately. I don't have access to your account, at least not on this end. That's why I was cooperating and coordinating with WVT to try and get you that access, kind of give them a bit of a nudge. What we did get was for them to send out a tech this coming up week to be able to help you. That way that you would be able to gain access to your account. You would be able to reset your voicemail, because unfortunately I don't have any access to that information. So that is okay. Strictly through WVT.
That I understand, because they're the telephone part of it. What I don't understand is when you set up the account, it sets up through you. It asks, your name comes up as Archtop Fiber, that asks for your email, your password, and your secret thing. And I don't know why, maybe somebody there can explain why it keeps changing, why one minute they wanted me to change my password, and then another minute they wanted me to change my,
The Gmail. Yeah.
But then the third part of it was, I don't have my secret question answered. And I answered it twice, which makes no sense, which would be on one of your servers. That makes absolutely no sense.
So WVT still has their own servers, unfortunately. Just the thing is that WVT does show as an Archtop Fiber company, but it's still its own company. So we're just providing a couple of things to WVT. We're providing a partnership. So they still have all of their systems and their login information and their servers for the website. If it's through archtopfiber.com, if you had an Archtop Fiber bill, then that way you would be able to log in through archtopfiber.com. But since it is WVT, it's through WVT. So there are two separate websites.
Yeah, but that's the point. That was the point I was making to you. It's your website that comes up. But I sure hope when they send this tech out that they're not going to bill me.
No, not at all. And if you do have any questions with that, absolutely, we can definitely help out with that. But as far as that goes, WVT is the company that you would have to remain in touch with. As far as billing goes, I don't see, since there is an issue with the phone and you were never able to set up the voicemail, there should be no issues with regards to billing, since they are going out for a repair and it doesn't seem customer responsibility wise. Like if you had cut the fiber, for example, while mowing the lawn, then that I can see as like a possibly billed truck roll, because it was something that happened due to you or your actions that caused, you know, either an interruption or things like that. But this, in this sense, it's not anything that would be customer fault. So I don't see this being as a billable.
Thank you very much. You have been so sweet.
Of course. And I'm sorry that there wasn't more that I could do. And I really, really wish there was more that I could do.
Sound like you're very young, like about 22 years old, 23 years old.
Actually, I'm over a decade older than that.
Really?
Yes.
God bless you.
I have three children in my family, so yeah. I'm a mom.
Listen, keep it, because whatever you look like, you're going to look nice when you're 60 and 70.
I appreciate that.
But, all right, I'll do what you say. I don't think I've ever talked to I've never talked to as many people as I've had.
I know, and that was something that I was very, you know, upset about, was the fact that you had to have so many phone calls. There should never have been this many phone calls to resolve an issue. That I agreed with you yesterday.
This is about 10 now.
I know.
The guy I called yesterday he was kind of, wasn't rude, but like he said, like, what do you want? I said, what do I want? I said, I can't get into my account. He goes, well, I'm tech support. I said, oh, well, if you're tech support, tell me how to get into my account. He goes, I do telephones. I said, well, I can't retrieve my messages. He goes, well, I'll put in a bill. I said, I'll write up a ticket, because I wrote word for word. He said, I'll write up a ticket. And I said, I have no idea what that means. And he hung up. So, but he said, I'll write up a ticket.
Oh, that's so rude.
He didn't talk rude, but he says, all right.
No, but the actions, without, you know, further continuing to, you know, help and see what they could do for you, that breaks my heart, because that's not the way that we are.
And I know that from you, if everybody's like you, I hope you have a good, I hope you're a manager or you a vice president, or I hope you're something in a corporate office, because obviously you deserve it.
No, I appreciate that.
You really do. And when this is all over, if you give me a little more, then I will call you back when this is fixed.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that's usually what I drive by, is, you know, just doing my best. If I can't resolve it on the phone, that's when I'm usually like, okay, how about this? I'm going to continue working on it on the back end. Let me give you a call back and go from there, you know? At least that way I've done a little bit more research. I can reach out to others that may have more access and see what I can do on that point, you know? And that way you're not waiting on hold all day. And you can go about your business. So, I mean, that's what I strive for anyway. So
the best customer service agent that I've had since I went to Hawaii.
Oh, I appreciate that.
I went to Hawaii on my 25th anniversary, and I had a huge problem in the room. And I went down to talk to this woman concierge, and she deducted a whole lot of money from our bill because of the problems we were having. And
oh, that was sweet of her.
Well, we got to talking for a while, and then day by day, we were there for 7 days in one hotel and another one. What had happened was I asked her, would you mind giving me your corporation email and your full name? And if you don't mind, give me your email, and I will send you, I will send them a letter. I'm
recommendation letter.
Well, being in the police department, that's all I did was write letters and fix things and write reports and more reports, Raymond reports. Now, I don't want to steer you wrong. This was a really, really good letter I wrote for her. But I don't always write good letters.
Oh, absolutely.
But
they're more powerful when they're more meaningful.
Actually, what happened was, after I wrote this long, entitled letter to her, and I sent it to the corporate office of the Hilton that we were staying at, she actually emailed me back, and she said, I got promoted. And I said, that's wonderful. That's wonderful that happened. It doesn't always work out that way, but it did happen this way.
Oh, yeah.
I was very happy. So I said, when this is all over, I want to touch base with you. And if you're willing to give me a little more than just CJ and give me a corporate number, I'm going to write a letter on your behalf.
Well, this is actually technically our corporate number. Usually we provide the information in email to our higher-ups if we need to, depending on who the person is trying to get a hold of. I mean, my first name is complicated, so I always go by CJ. Everybody knows me as CJ. I think I'm the only CJ around.
Right. Well, let me put it to you this way. When the time is right and this is fixed, I will get back to you, but the letter has to go to somebody above you that recognizes all the good work you've put into this thing. I mean, you spent an hour and a half on the phone with me yesterday, which is a long time trying. So you deserve to be written up in a really good fashion to explain you're not an employee. If, like I said, I don't know if you're a vice president. What's your title?
So I actually am just a customer service representative.
That's amazing. You blew me away because I've never had a customer representative except the one in, like I said, Hawaii, which was person to person, help me as much as you have. So when the time is right and this gets fixed, expect a call back from me because I'll need a name and address. I'm going to write a letter in your favor.
Oh, I appreciate that. And you don't have to do that.
It's no problem. Listen, this is what I did for a living for all these many years. So it's no problem whatsoever. And if you're worried about getting a letter in good favor, you shouldn't, because you should be praised for what you did.
Oh, I appreciate that. Well, our corporation actually is on the website as well. It's just the 300 Enterprise Drive in Kingston.
And who will it go to?
So I would just put it down as Archtop Fiber. You can address it to Emily. I'm not sure who would be able to accept the letter, but they'll appropriate it to the right person, no matter who it's addressed to.
Emily.
You could always put down to whom it may concern.
That sounds terrible for a corporation.
I know, but there are so many different departments that, you know, depending on which way they want to place it towards.
Does Emily have a last letter of her last name?
The letter M, yes.
And what's her title?
So she is definitely one of the corporation managers. She handles a lot, actually.
Corp manager. That's all I need.
Like I appreciate that, Harry.
Listen, if I can get you promoted to something better than what you're doing, if that's what you want to do.
Well, time will only tell. In the meantime, I said time will only tell, but I do appreciate it, and I do love helping people. So I've always been customer service for the last 20 years.
Wow, the time you got promoted now. To be present.
It's been a little bit difficult, especially during COVID. Once COVID hit, everything just kind of shut down for a while, and then we all had to start back over.
Still here,
because
I have it.
I know, but it's not causing major shutdowns of an entire city, at least.
Okay, CJ, you will hear from me again.
Oh, I appreciate that, Harry.
They come sometime next week.
Absolutely, and let me know how the appointment goes, please, because I would love to find out what happens and if they were able to help, and, you know, making sure that you are able to both your account and your voicemails.
And I'll draft a letter and send it to you. Is there any way to get a letter to you and not them so you can read it first?
Yeah, I can give you my email address if necessary.
That would be wonderful. What's your email?
Yeah, so it's C-J-O-L-Y.
Wait, it's C-J-O-L-Y. What was that?
L as in Larry, and then Y as in yellow, at archtopfiber.com.
At fiber.com.
At Archtop Fiber, yes.
Archtop. Is it Arch Fiber or Archtop
Fiber? Archtop, A-R-C-H-T-O-P, Fiber, correct, .com.
A-R-C-H, archfiber.com.
Nope, so it'll be Archtop, A-R-C-H-T-O-P.
T-O-P.
Fiber.com.
Okay, you will hear from me as soon as this is somehow corrected, hopefully.
No worries.
It has to be corrected because they're billing me. And
absolutely, and so WVT would definitely be your point of contact, but they did state that they were going to send out a text to you this coming week. You should definitely keep an eye out on your email just to confirm for a date.
The people for the exception of this guy, who I didn't find him rude to talk to. It's the way he talked to me.
Agreed.
Even everybody at WVT, and listen, when I talked to people at Optimum when I switched, everybody was so rude and nasty. And then after I switched, they called me and wanted me to switch back. They offered me 10 different plans and half price, and we'll give you triple the speed.
That's because they wanted to keep the customer. That's what it is. But the thing is like, if you can't have, you know, people who are, you know, nice. I mean, I put myself in the shoes of like, okay, if I'm having an issue, how would I want to be treated? You know? And there's not enough people that are like that nowadays, and it's very sad, because back in the 90s and early 2000s, you know, people were so much nicer, but...
Sometimes if I get a bad experience and you're close by, which you are, you're in Kingston, right?
Correct, yes. We are located in Kingston, and then WVT is located in Warwick.
You're not far. I know. I live in Warwick.
Yep.
And I believe it or not, when I moved up here, I had Warwick Valley Telephone to begin with before I switched to Optimum. They were my first people. They're the ones that gave me this number. If I had a really bad experience and I was close to you as Kingston,
mm-hmm.
I'd ride up. I'd ride up there and kind of make a mess of things. I would tell somebody off up there. So.
Oh, yeah, of course. And... You know, I mean, when people get upset, I mean, really, what do you expect if you're treating them poorly? So I always like to treat others the way that I would want to be treated, because that's how I was raised.
You're very, very sweet. You're very sweet.
I do appreciate that.
I will get back to you and talk to you again.
Absolutely, and I look forward to it, Harry.
Okay, thank you, Cece.
Thank you so much, Harry, and thank you for calling our Shop Fiber today, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your weekend. And hopefully your recovery goes smoother.
Yeah, it's going.
It can be rough, I know. But as long as, I mean, you're still with us, you're still able to do things, and, you know, that's great. Because I actually have a friend who is still suffering from the long-term effects of COVID, unfortunately. She's still on oxygen.
I've never had COVID before. I've had 3 shots. And I'm 70 years old, so there's a big difference between me.
Oh, absolutely.
And not only that, my prior history dictates I'm. I had 5 strokes.
Oh my! Time. Actually, my one of my ex significant others, he suffered 4 of those and 3 heart attacks, I think, and he's my age, so yeah. It's a scary world out there, but as long as you're taking care of yourself and you have a smooth recovery, then that is all that matters.
The biggest part of me right now is hearing. I'm not hearing very well. I feel like I'm almost deaf.
Oh, that's okay. My mother needed hearing aids at the age of 57.
I've never needed hearing aids until COVID. This thing, no.
It can affect a lot of your senses. Absolutely.
That's what's bothering me most. But I'll get back to you, I guess, the end of next week or so to find
Absolutely.
Out what's going on.
Yes, please. All definitely right, reach out, and we'll go from there, and we'll do our best to, you know, communicate with the WVT and try to figure everything out, and
much.
Hopefully they fix the issue, and then you don't have any future issues.
Hopefully they'll fix the issue. They need to fix the issue.
They do need to fix it. It is on them. Yes, I agree. But I'm saying hopefully they'll be able to fix it quickly rather than, you know, having further issues.
Thank you very much.
You are very, very welcome. Thank you so much, Harry, for calling our shop. And have a wonderful weekend.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.